So let us bear witness to the greatness of this great state of Texas. I know Austin now is smiling and Sam Houston is turning over up in heaven. He's rolling. He said, we're back. We got the war guard with the war things that's happening here. We're all excited. Showtime. Thank you, Stephen Espinoza. We even brought in a Mexican-American to get him a chance to get out and be at the front of the forefront. You know what I mean? No more of the wetbacks and running up and down picking the fruits and things. Now we're the executives. We're rolling. You know what I mean? This is what it's about, what makes this country so great. You know what I mean? Yesterday's nobody, it's tomorrow's somebody. Yeah.
I'm a bad man, I'm a bad man. A motherfucking bad man. Bad man. Pussy-licking bad man. Bad man, baby, but the little girls understand. I ain't bullshitting, I'm a bad man.
On the More Music Radio Pod.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Everybody, it's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la or skidrowstudios.com. All right. Woo. Yeah. hanging out at Skid Row Studios tonight. Back from vacations. We was on vacations for the Thanksgivings. You know, that's the holiday that we celebrate where we try to pretend that the pilgrims were nice to the Indians. And they're like, oh, no, you know, they were nice. We had a dinner. You know, it was cool. And we were friends to the Indians. Like, that was... They don't tell you the truth of when that was actually, like, the beginning of the genocide of the Native American. They gave them smallpox blankets. Did you know about that? They gave them blankets with disease on it to kill them off. Pretty fucking fucked up, huh? But, you know, I like the holiday because of the turkey. I mean, let's be real, right? You like the turkey, right? I'm sitting in here with... I don't know if he wants to talk, but I'm sitting here with a co-worker. I don't know if he wants to say the name. I was talking last week about... And if I sound weird, I'm overcoming an illness. I was sick over the holidays. But last week I was talking about, like, I don't want a lot of people from work to know that I do this radio show, you know?
Why not?
I don't know, because, like, maybe some people might take it the wrong way. Could you imagine, like, you know, whatever, some fucking asshole? There's some assholes over there at work, right? We got to put up with some fucking asshole people.
Some?
Yeah.
Some.
But yeah, man, just day jobbing it. So this is what I do on Thursdays, man. After work, you know, you see me there at work, you know, sitting on the computer working hard. Yeah. Hard at work. What I'm doing is I'm putting the show together.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were actually working.
Well, you know, I get all my shit done ahead of time. You know what I mean? I make sure all the shit is done. So yeah, like, I don't want, like, people to hear that and be like, oh, I heard on Vince's radio show that he's not working and stuff, and he was out partying the last weekend. You know? But yeah, so we're back. We're back here on the... What do you think, man? This is Skid Row Studios. It's like a real radio station, right? It looks cool.
It's cool. I've never been in one of these. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, man. You can sign the wall afterwards, too.
Which wall?
That wall where everybody signed it.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of crap on there.
Yeah, there is.
But yeah, man, tonight we're gonna listen to some songs. We're going to play some stuff. I don't know. Is there anything you want to hear? Do you want to hear a crank call or something? I don't know. I'll play you some crank calls or some shit.
Yeah, play some of those. I've never actually done one.
You were telling me you never did a crank call.
I've never done a crank call before.
That sounds like pretty strange to me because, like, as kids, like, I thought, I mean, me and my friends would be crank calling people, and it was like the in thing to do, like in like third grade, fourth grade, and it kind of stuck with us. We started getting good at it.
I've never done it. I never really, I don't know. I never thought it was funny, I guess.
No?
No.
I get it's not really that funny. You know? I don't know.
I've heard, you know, Big Boy from Pow 106, he does that.
Big Boy. What happened?
That's funny.
Big Boy lost a lot of weight, huh?
Dude, have you seen the way he looks? I mean, he looks good.
But. Let me push my cough button. he looks like thin, but his head is like a big, giant, fat milk dud. It looks like squishy, you know? That's the thing when people, like, lose a lot of weight is, like, their body will lose weight, but their heads would, like, stay fat. It'll be, like, a fat head. Well, and so, like, that's what I'm afraid of.
Their head is not fat.
What do you mean?
Well, their head is not fat.
You know what
fat
I think?
Fat is all the body, like, the, you know, the stomach, chest, arms.
What I think it is I don't think there's too many, like, head exercises you could do. You could, like, do eyebrow lifts or something, you know? Like, maybe move your ears. Can you wiggle your ears? You know, you could do that. I don't know. Like, I would suggest, like, people who lost a lot of weight. I mean, I've been losing some weight, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And I'm monitoring the size of my head because I already have a big, fat head, you know? I don't know what it is, but it's a big head. And sometimes me and my friends would...
You don't feel like you're losing weight on your head?
I'm trying to do, like, head ups. You know, just like kind of like,
oh, all right, I got to see those.
So, yeah, because, like, I don't know, it's good to drop some pounds and shit. But, you know, when your head looks kind of like you look like a bobblehead, it looks kind of weird, you know,
it looks like your whole body's going to tilt because your fucking head is all heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks funny. And we'll talk about that on Sunday. We have another show. Me and Jeremy, the owner and founder of Skid Row Studios. Me and him have a show called Two Fat Fucks.
Uh-huh.
And that T-O-O, like, we're too fat.
Right.
And so, like, we talk about being fat and, like, you know, what to do to be not so fat. Like, we're too fat. It's obviously unhealthy, right? I mean, right. You don't see too many fat 80-year-olds, right?
No, you don't.
So, yeah, so we talk about that. So that's going to be a new one this Sunday. If people are listening, you can check that out on skidrowstudios.com. I think we're going to do like around noon or something. We're going to do a weigh-in.
All right.
So now everybody gets to know how much I weigh. I know everybody's been waiting. You know, they're like, oh, I bet.
Yeah, everybody's been dying to find
out. Yeah, they're like, weight. I bet, you know, he weighs probably like
you know, you should weigh your head
good
alone.
180.
Huh? You should weigh your head alone, see how much that weighs.
That's a good idea.
Then see if you can lose some pounds in your head.
That's true. And maybe on my last like 20 pounds, I would just chop my head off. You know, I'm assuming my head's 20 pounds.
I say maybe 25.
I don't know. There's a lot we can do, man. There's a lot we can do on that. So Sunday, check that out. But tonight we're going to hear some songs, and Ed Solis from the band It's Casual is going to be coming in, and we're going to talk to him about his band. They just played a really cool show on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's when everybody goes shopping and shit.
Yeah.
I also have we're going to listen to some sounds from Black Friday.
Oh, okay.
People are fucking crazy, man.
I bet. Some people get shot on Black Friday.
Dude, it's not just the getting shot that I'm afraid of. It's just like the fucking vast amounts of people that are all in one spot. And they're like crazy. Like when everybody wants to get into one small area,
mm-hmm.
like that's trouble. You know, you hear like in Mecca, you know, when people, those guys, they pray to Mecca, you know, the Islamics, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know those guys?
No.
There's a guy at work. He's Islamic. He's a Muslim.
Really?
Yeah. A couple, and you know, a couple of people, let me tell you something. A couple of people are like calling him like a terrorist and shit, dude. There's a couple of people we know at work. Like at one point in particular, I might have told you, he's like fucking talking shit. He's like, oh man, you never know if that guy's a terrorist.
Oh,
man.
I think I know what you're talking about. I mean, you know what I think he is, man. You never know, dude.
You think so?
I think I'm afraid to talk shit to him because I'm afraid he might blow up my desk or something while I'm there. You never know.
So, yeah. So anyway, Ed Solis is going to come in and we're going to talk about his show. The Los Angeles Nista show over here at Skid Row Studios. They All right. did their second episode a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that. And I don't know, man. Maybe we'll try to go get some beer or something. You want some beer?
Yeah, this coffee is not really working for me.
All right, cool. Let me see. Maybe we have enough time. We'll play these songs. Maybe we have enough time to run down and get some beer. And if not, maybe I can like call in or something. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Call in beer.
We'll see what's up. Yeah.
Let's prank call some people too, dude.
Yeah, you got any numbers? I don't know. I mean,
let's see.
It's cool. Cold crank calls are kind of hard.
Yeah, you're right. We've been there before, and it's not worked out too well.
Nick, do you want your name said on the air? Because the whole world can hear this.
Oh, nah. You know what?
Just what can I call you?
You can call me Beto.
Beto.
Okay.
All right. How about
that? Cool. That's not his real name.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's cool though.
It's like All Hippolito right. or some shit like that. Some weird name.
All right, Beto's a good enough.
Beto's never made any crank calls.
We should get him set up on his first crank call.
Oh, yeah. No.
Maybe if he wants to.
Nah, I think I'll watch you guys or I'll hear you guys do it.
All right.
All right, here, hold on. Check this out.
Hello. Hello. May I speak to manager? Huh? May I speak to manager, please? Manager in North Carolina. Fuck are you? Fuck you told my motherfucker. Fuck your mom. Mom, you're a mother, so fuck your mom, you're a mother, all your family, fuck you, bastard, buddy.
So pretty much you just call people and say, hey, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like you can imagine, you know, fucking people that are just like doing their own business, you know, pick up the phone. Someone says, hey, fuck you. You have the choice of like, oh, you know, just hang up. Or you could be like, hey, fuck you back. A lot of times people tell me, fuck you. I'd be like, hey, fuck you back. So it's kind of, you know, that's how you do a crank call, Beto.
Oh, okay. All right.
You call people and you make them mad.
Mm.
You know?
Making a man at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Just call him up. Maybe we'll try one.
Hello, mister. Fuck you, bastard. Motherfucker, fuck you.
See? That's all you gotta do. All right, so let's play these songs and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. Call 800-893-9562 and we'll be back.
Yo, motherfucker. You are listening to the More Music Radio Portal from Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California at skidrow.la.
Yeah. www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Pretty good, man. It sounds good. I'm just partying with Eddie Murphy, man. He's here in the studio. He came in right after you left.
Who?
Eddie Murphy is here.
Oh, yeah, he is? Yeah. Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, he says...
Oh, shit.
He said, hey, what up, man?
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I don't know. Should I tell you? Do you want to talk to anybody? Should I talk to people? I don't know. I'm feeling kind of timid. Like, I don't know if people want to talk. Sometimes they don't believe me. I don't know. There's a guy. Hey, Nick, is that music coming through really loud?
Nah, I've got it turned down quite a bit. I could turn it down a little bit more.
Yeah, that way it's not blaring. That way the listeners aren't like, holy shit, you know, this show's
up. Too much is going on all at once.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, I want you to hear the ambience over here and inside the, what do you call it, you know?
Inside the store.
Inside the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, now we got a good mix, man, so yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, everybody, round of applause for Nicholas.
Yes.
All right.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, so just waiting in line, I don't know, there's a couple people ahead of me right now. Does it look stupid, like I'm talking, or it looks like I'm just having a phone call, right? Okay, cool. That looks stupid. You know? Maybe we'll talk to the cashier when we get up to him. Well, yeah, we have a mic. I should have brought the mic, but I don't know. It's just easier just to call in. Cool. It's really exciting for the listeners and stuff. What's going on, man? How you doing? You want to say hello on the radio? We're on the radio right now. Yeah. Skidrow.LA, just like up the street right there. Internet, you want to say hello? Okay, hold on.
Say your name.
Oh, it's okay, man. Oh, he got scared. Nick, he got scared.
Who got scared? Why?
The 7-Eleven guy doesn't want to talk.
Why not? Tell that fool. Come on, man. Say something.
Come on, man. Just say hi.
Come on.
Talk to Nick. Hold on. Hi, hello, hi.
Hey, what up? Let me get some pizza slices and some hot dogs.
Okay.
Let me get the two hot dogs.
Thanks, dude. Oh, you got it? Thanks, man. All right. Yeah, he didn't really want to talk. He was shy.
Ah, that's...
He was a shy...
That's...
Fucked up. Yeah, that's cool. I don't know. Next time I'll come down with the mic so it looks more official. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had this cool thing where it's like a mic, and like you can connect it to your phone via Bluetooth, and walk around with the mic and shit via like on the phone line. Pretty cool. All right, yeah, we can interview people out here. Maybe we'll do that later. Yeah, let's see what happens after a couple of these beers. Let's see how we're feeling. You know what I mean? I'm gonna have a 2-beer limit tonight. I've been limiting myself, yeah. Well, yeah, man. Gotta watch my blood sugar and stuff. Really? Shit. Bethel's laughing at me, shit, for having a disease. What a dick, huh? This is one of my friends at work. Could you imagine the people who don't like me? All right. We're almost up at the studio. Isn't this exciting? Wow. So what's up, Nick?
Just chilling, man, here. Yeah. We got Eddie Murphy playing.
What do you think about Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time?
Dude, the video is crazy because it's just total excess cocaine lifestyle, dude. They're just...
You were a little baby when that came out, though, huh?
I seen that video, though, man, and I'm very aware, more or less, of, you know... What the culture?
I could just imagine like a little baby Nicholas
like back then,
like just in his crib and stuff. Party All the Time comes on the radio, you know.
Hell yeah, dude! I was doing some lines with Rick James even back then, dude. In the womb, yeah, and man. Stuff. Yeah.
Hey, let's do some acid, man. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Wow.
Woo. Trip.
We're tripping out.
Tripped out.
Yeah.
Woo.
This is scary, man.
Is everybody
all right, cool. We're
in
back.
There? We're back.
All right. Got some beer. Too bad you don't drink, Nick. You could have one of these Red Stripes, man.
I know, huh? Maybe sooner or later. Right. Sooner or later, I'll come back. All right.
Cool, okay. So now we're back. That was fun. We went to go hang out at 7-Eleven for a little bit. What do you think about that?
Hey, the 7-Eleven guy didn't believe you were on the radio, huh?
He didn't. What did he tell you, Nick?
I said, let me get some pizza and some hot dogs. And he said, like, oh, okay, come down.
He's probably like, oh, very funny.
Yeah,
asshole.
That was pretty much it. He's like, all right, bring some cash. Yeah.
He was pretty smiley. There was the other guy. Remember the last time we were there? There was another guy. His name was Rahman. Rahman.
Is the dude there that has, like, those red highlights in his hair? Is that guy there?
No, I know
you
what you're talking
what I mean?
About.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, like, more from earlier. Though,
yeah,
right?
yeah.
He's, like,
yeah.
an earlier in the day guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man, I like that 7-Eleven. Those guys, like, at least they're cool, you know? I don't know. Oh, sorry. Beto's trying to twist off, what do you call it?
Huh?
No, man.
Oh, my bad. I never had red stripes.
Never made a crank call, never had no red stripe. Fuck, man. Stupid. You ever kiss a girl?
Shut up.
Shit, man. You should try it, man. It's nice. It's all squishy, though, and mushy, you know? Especially like around the butthole area, you know. You ever try? What's the fucking freakiest thing you've done?
Freakiest thing I've
like
ever
you ever
done?
Lick? You ever lick a chick's ass?
No, I don't think I have.
No?
No. Have you?
No. Why maybe not? On accident or something, you know.
How does that happen on accident?
Well, because, like, you know how, like, let's say you're going downtown,
right?
You know, uh-huh. Licking the beef curtains, you know, licking right. them apart and putting your tongue in between and moving it all around and stuff and just, like, around the lips and then playing with the clit.
Accidentally went well, all the way down.
I like
down
to do, like, a line from, like, the bottom and to the top and the bottom. Like, do, like, a couple lines like that. Like, my head will be moving up and down like that. Like, and then sometimes it goes, you know, you'll hear a... Ooh, that's like an accident, you know, like, uh-oh, you know?
Oh, all right. Well, then maybe it has happened to me as well. So
yeah. But that and nothing weird? You just have straight missionary position, that's it?
No, I've done a chick to the back,
mm-hmm.
doggy style. That felt good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't think it's kind of gritty?
What do you mean?
You mean like in the butthole, right?
Yeah.
You don't think that it's kind of like grit? Like you don't feel like there's like caca? Like coarse caca chunks in there.
Nah,
you're not afraid of that?
Nah.
You don't pull out. Have you ever pulled out a chili dog from doing that?
No. Nah.
Like you just pull it out and then they're just like chili, like Tommy's chili on your dick.
Disgusting, dude.
Yeah, I don't know how they can do all that in porn, man. Yeah. All that licking assholes and just gnarly stuff. You know? It's like.
I don't look at porn that often.
There's got to be some funny smells and things and stuff, man. You know.
I would think they would put something on
it
before.
They probably clean themselves up all good, huh, before they do every movie or
probably.
All that.
Well, yeah,
they,
of course.
They
I mean,
have
shit.
To.
If
they
you're gonna
have to, man.
If you're gonna be on the silver screen, man, your butthole better be clean. You're not gonna be having no dingleberries and shit. You know,
they're not gonna be fucking putting the camera right there, and you get a little piece of crap
right there.
That guy's gonna lick it off. Unless he's freaky like that. I mean, you never know.
Shit. I mean, you don't want like you know. People to be screening for the Oscars and shit, and they're gonna be like, "Oh, look at that fucking dingleberry right there on the butthole." Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta make sure, and then you gotta make sure under the head it has no pito cheese and shit on it. You know, you gotta clean it. So yeah, I don't know. I guess they clean them out. You know, they're selling videos, so they keep them clean.
They should.
So just the butthole, just gone in the butthole. That's it, right?
Yeah.
I've only tried that a couple. It's not my thing. You know, a lot of girls don't like it either. You know.
Yeah, none of the girls will like it.
Yeah. And it's just not my thing. And it's like kind of like gritty.
You know what? It just, when I did it, it wasn't really a big deal. I mean, I thought it would feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I like it better the traditional way.
I just use it as a threat. Like I'll tell my girlfriend, oh yeah, well, guess what? You know, your butt better be pointing the other way because tonight your worst nightmare is going to happen. And I'm going in with the Vaseline. You know what I'm saying? So yeah man, we heard some songs earlier. We heard Better Luck Next Time from Falling Sickness, a really cool band that we played with in our first band a long time ago, man. Really fucking cool, like ska core band shit. Right now they're a band called Dogs of Ire. And we heard some Bad Town Boys from their old album Date with Death, and that was Dee Dee Took the Subway. All right. What do you think about those songs? Pretty cool, right?
I like them, man. You're playing some good punk rock stuff, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's, I don't know. I just play what I feel, man. You know what I mean? You might not like the fucking shit that we're talking right now. You might not like any of the stuff, like any of the talking, but at least you'll hear some good music, you know?
Right.
We're going to play some of Beto's tunes from his car. What do you got in your car? What are you listening to? What kind of stuff do you listen to? I never...
You know what?
You like a lot of rap and stuff, right?
I do, but I have this MP3 CD that has like 150 songs in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all these mixtures of Spanish, you know, hip hop, some rock, kind of like Guns N' Roses, Metallica,
mm-hmm.
Aerosmith. And
dang, man.
Some Spanish rock. I love Spanish rock, man. Spanish rock will get me up dancing in no time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think...
There's going to be enough cards.
I don't think we're going to be, like, exchanging iPods anytime soon. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Hey, so we were talking about Black Friday. What do you think about Black Friday, man? I think it's fucking so... Like, people ask me, like, hey, are you going to go to Black Friday? You know, you're going to go shopping? It's just like, that sounds like the opposite thing that I want to do.
You know what? I don't know about camping for, what, 2 or 3 days?
No, people were camped out for like a week and a half already, waiting in line for what?
I'd rather sleep in my own bed. If I get up in the morning, I decide I want to go buy something, and I'll go. If I find it, I find it. If not, it's all right.
Check this out, man. Fucking, here's a fucking news clip. Check this guy out. This guy's fucking crazy.
The shoppers finished Thanksgiving dinner early to get to the Black Friday sales. They couldn't wait. Check out this mall near Chicago. A lot of stores opened at 8 p.m. And parents couldn't wait to get their hands on hot toys at this Toys R Us in New York.
People are fucking sick. We're a sick society. You ever realize
that? It started at 8 p.m. as well. Some people even called ahead to see how bad the lines were. And then check out this Best Buy in Atlanta.
People called ahead. They're like, hey, how are the lines right now? Because, you know, it's Wednesday. You know, should I go right now?
Thankfully, we haven't heard of any reports of anyone, you know, being trampled or anything awful like that. But there have been some problems for sure at a Kmart in Sacramento.
Here's the guy I'm talking about. I like this guy.
One guy threatened to stab people.
Push one of my teeth out. We'll stab one of you, motherfuckers.
That guy's cool, man. Push one of my kids and I will stab one of you, motherfuckers. Calm the fuck down. Well, dude, because people are fucking nuts, man. They're fucking insane with this fucking shit.
Dude, that's
here's some sounds from that shit. Like, this is a, this. I do not want to fucking be in this fucking crap, man. People are fucking fighting over buying something. People are like fucking like, they're like in these little swarms. Dude, it's exactly like, you ever watch that show Walking Dead on AMC?
Oh, I love that show.
Oh man, isn't it
that's
a fucking
a
great show?
Show?
You know, like when they're like, oh shit, there's too many of them to fight, you know? And they're mm-hmm. like, that's the fucking freaky feeling, you know? Like if they're just fucking dead fucking people walking around. They're not that fast and shit, but just the swarm of them.
Yeah.
And just the fucking, just the crowd of them advancing towards you. That's what it reminded me of, man. It was like fucking tons and tons of fucking people crowding into the fucking... Let me see if I found one where it's like, okay, so it's like out in a mall and like fucking tons of fucking people are like fucking out, like outside waiting for these doors to open and shit.
Uh-huh.
And dude, it sounds like fucking just people going completely insane. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. People are screaming.
God, they're screaming?
Yeah. This is in the middle of the fucking night.
I wonder, do these people have jobs or they take a whole fucking week off?
Oh, dude, this is
just so they can go camp out.
Dude, I bet you they don't even fucking have jobs. Like, how are they fucking getting the money to fucking pay for this shit?
How are they gonna buy shit if they don't even have a job?
You gotta have a good job that'll let you take time off to fucking, like, hey, you know, can I have a week off? Because I'm gonna start with the sales. I'm gonna be sitting in front of fucking Best Buy and shit.
I got 2 weeks vacations worth at work.
Yeah.
I got 80 hours. There's no way in hell I'm going to take a week off just to go fucking camp out and just because I want to buy shit.
Yeah, for this. Look at
that.
So they're waiting and then they're going to open the doors right now. Oh, holy shit. These people are nuts, man.
Is that a concert?
It sounds like it, huh? All right, everybody, coming to the stage, the Mormons.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. I'm gonna save that clip.
That's really shoppers, man?
Yeah.
Damn, that's, I don't know about that.
Yeah, man, it's fucking crazy. You guys gotta do a lot of shopping? This fucking time of year stresses me out so much,
dude,
man.
Anytime I buy anything now, I try and buy stuff off the internet and get good deals, man. It just comes right to you. It's cool, man. I just buy stuff off the internet now, dude.
You don't want
to
be hanging out in this? Why not? Whoa. Sounds like a bunch of pelicans and shit hanging out on the beach. But yeah, man, Yeah, every year Black Friday comes and everybody always asks me, are you going to go to Black Friday? I'm like, nah, fuck that, man. I hate going to the fucking malls. Like, I get anxiety attacks and shit.
You know what? I don't like shopping, period. If I'm going to shop, I know what I'm going to get, mm-hmm. and I go straight for that. You know, like, if I need pants, that's all I'm going to do. I know what pair I want. I know what size. I already know mm-hmm. what color.
You get so the tight ones, the ones that are all tight on the legs?
Skinny jeans?
Skinny jeans.
I love those skinny jeans, man. They're badass, dude.
Yeah, man.
Those are the ones you have on right now, remember?
Yeah.
They look good, too.
Thanks, man. Yeah, thanks, man. You could bounce a quarter off this thigh. So, I hate going fucking shopping, man. And I dread fucking every year when this time comes. Like, and then, like, there's a lot of little kids in my family. So, like, I try to get, like, gifts for at least the littler ones. And, like, the ones that are getting older, like, I'm going to have the talk with them. Like, hey, look. There's a lot of little fuckers now, you know, fucking like my cousins and shit are like my cousins having kids and shit. And I'm like, fuck, another one. Like, I'm like, yay, congratulations. And I'm like, fuck, what is that now? Like fucking number 15 or some shit like that. But, you know, of course, it's not all about the gifts. But, you know, I remember when I was a kid, I used to like getting, you know, gifts, obviously. You know, like it always made you feel good and you get the special toy and stuff. So I don't know. I try to do that for the younger kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any brothers or sisters, so I don't have any nieces or nephews. So I only have like a couple like godkids. But
well, I have four nieces and nephews plus my two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the next 2 or 3 months are filled with their birthdays and, you know, of course, the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a lot of spending.
Yeah, man. How much do you usually spend during the holidays?
Damn, I don't know. You know what? I think
are your kids getting spoiled now? Like they're starting to ask for more and more expensive shit?
Well, just put it this way. My son's birthday is tomorrow, actually.
Mm.
He's getting an iPad tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
The new ones, like the smaller ones?
The iPad.
iPad mini?
3.
Oh, okay.
Or is it 3 or the new iPad? I don't know what it's called.
I don't know, man.
All I know is that this is the latest iPad. Can you believe that?
Damn, man.
I have a computer for like, my computer is like 5, 6 years old. Mm-hmm. I can't afford to get a new one.
And you just use your computer just to watch Chi-Chi's and shit, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah, man. So cool. Jeremy and Ed just walked into Skid Row Studios. They're going to be joining us in a little bit. If you guys want a beer, there's a, I don't know, do you want another beer or something?
No, they can have one.
All right, cool. Yeah, you guys can have one of our beers.
Just one,
though. Jeremy? How you doing, man?
What up?
All right, Jeremy Skid Row Studios is here in Skid Row Studios. What's going on? Is his mic on, Nick? I don't think so.
My mic.
All right, cool.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going all right, man. How was your holidays?
Fucking sucked.
Cool.
Yeah. All right.
Join the club.
Seems to be the consensus. I ask people and they're like, oh, man, I was sick.
You were sick?
Yeah, I was sick during the holiday.
Really?
Yeah, I had the flu.
So you had days off and you were still sick?
Yeah. And I went to San Diego, too.
You get sick on your days off.
That sucks.
Fuck, man. Yeah, that does suck.
That's a fucking waste.
I know. And I hate it, like, when you run out of sick days, you know? It's like, now I'm really sick, and I need it. You know? And now I need those days.
Before you would use them all just for nothing, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, man, it was also, like, me and my girlfriend's three-year anniversary. And so we spent the weekend in San Diego.
Oh, nice.
Just, like, kicking back, like, fucking.
Where'd you go in San Diego?
We went to Mission Bay.
Yeah.
Or Pacific Bay Beach or something like that. I don't know. It's like a small little beach town and shit.
Mm.
Really cool, man. Really nice. You know.
Did you make it romantic for her?
Yeah. I lowered the TV and stuff.
Oh,
you know.
That's nice.
It was nice, man. Yeah.
That's very thoughtful.
Yeah, we had a conversation.
It
was really cool, man. A really nice fucking place. They had the fucking Officer Bird. Remember Officer Bird from back in the day? Those macaws.
Yeah.
Those giant birds they had, mm-hmm. and then, you know, they talked and stuff, and I don't know, it was cool. Like, they had them out there in the, it's kind of like outside bungalows and shit. And we rode bikes.
So I got a question for a native Angelino. Is San Diego kind of considered the vacation spot for people in Los Angeles?
And I'm glad you said it that way, San Diego, because that is actually the correct way to say it. I learned that from Ron Burgundy.
Oh, okay.
But what was your question again? You said San Diego.
Is that
so
what
impressed.
Angelinos consider like vacation? So if you're on the East Coast, like where I grew up in Pennsylvania,
right.
If you go to New Jersey and you go to the shore, as they call it,
uh-huh.
That's kind of the vacation spot. Is that what San Diego's considered here in Los Angeles?
It depends. It can be. You know what I mean? San Diego's a place where you want to go to SeaWorld, see Shamu.
Right.
You want to go see Shamu. You see them, you know, entertaining us, and meanwhile they're living miserable lives in their small tanks.
Right.
You can go and see them there, see them suffer. That's throw cool. fish at them, tease them with fish. Here's a fish, and they fucking.
Here's a fucking fish.
Yeah, here's a fucking fish. Thanks. No, but I mean, San Diego, I don't know. I never thought of it as like, you know, going vacationing there, you know.
No.
It's like, but it turns out it's really nice over there.
It's better
than going to like Santa Monica and shit, you know.
I spent the sixth grade in San Diego.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Right by an area of San Diego called Point Loma.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that area.
Well, anyway.
I never really, actually, that was like the first time that I really hung out in the San Diego area.
Yeah?
Yeah, like I've been to San Diego before, you know, go visit relatives or there's something going on. I saw Ween in San Diego. It was cool. But I never really like hung out there, you know, and I actually had a really nice time, except I had the flu, you know.
Damn.
We went to TJ too.
Ah, nice.
Oh, how was that?
Dude, you remember when you went to TJ and you're like, man, this place is fucked up, man. And you felt like bad.
Yeah.
Dude, we went there. It's even more fucked up, dude. Like, it was unbelievable, man.
Well, haven't you been hearing the news?
Well, I don't want to believe what the media tells me, man. You know? They're just trying to pump lies in my brain, you know? Like, I don't want to believe them. Hey, and plus, I want to go party in TJ,
man.
I've
been wanting to go to Mexico, dude. Like, right now, I was just thinking, I haven't been to Mexico in a few years. It would be cool to
go. Nobody is fucking going to fucking TJ. Let me tell you that
TJ
much.
TJ because it's fucked up, man.
Dude.
Yeah, real fucked
exactly.
up.
Well, dude, it's real fucked up, but now there's fucking nothing to do because there's no fucking tourists. There's no tourism there.
Really?
There's only a couple of places that were open, like serving food, and it was really like sad. It was really, there were no people there.
Well, there's
there were just like some Asian tourists and shit.
Because of what's been going on, man. That's why.
Yeah, I know. But I wanted to see it for myself, you know. I feel like, you know, I'll file. And we did have a good time, you know, but it was a little depressing. More depressing.
We'll always have a special place in my heart because it's the first place where I went into a bar when it was dark and walked out when it was daylight.
That's a funny feeling when, like, you do it for the first time.
Yeah.
You're just, like, off balance.
Yeah. Holy fuck, it's daylight? I've been drinking that long? Damn.
That's when you know you had a good time, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Ed? How you doing, man?
Vance,
we have Ed.
Invite tonight.
Ed Solis of the new Skid Row Studio show, Los Angeles Nista. All right.
Thank you, man.
Welcome, man. Speak right into the mic, man.
Can you hear me now?
There we go. That's better.
All right, yeah. Dude. Thanks for inviting me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming down, man.
Yeah, I actually, after I left work in Hollywood at Southern Lord Records, I was in Whittier taking care of some family business.
Oh, cool.
And
what does that mean?
Oh,
people are fighting and you have to go and talk to people.
Yeah, I got to go talk them out of it and say, all right, I'll mow the lawn for you. Don't worry. a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
You know, things are good, though. And take you up on your offer, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming in, dude. So, you know what?
You want a beer?
Yeah, you want a beer?
I'm good, man. Thank you.
You know what? Let's reset. Let's settle in a little bit, and let's play a couple songs. We have Ed Solis of It's Casual and Los Angeles Nista. We'll come back. We'll talk about the show that happened on Black Friday.
Oh, cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. We were playing some clips of Black Friday shoppers.
Oh, like what? Brawling?
Well, just kind of like just being just like the natural sound of a fucking frenzy. Of fucking people, dude. It's pretty fucking crazy. So anyway, we'll be right back on the More Music Radio Pod.
Awesome.
And listen to these songs. All right.
Christy, this arrest sends shockwaves throughout this campus. Students stunned to learn what this federal complaint... Oh, my goodness.
The More Music Radio Pod. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's happening? This is Kiki from East LA, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. And what? Huh? Recognize.
Blows, if you'd like to call in 893-800-9562.
If you'd like to reach us, dial 1-800-THE-LAW-2.
If you'd like to reach the fans of Buddyhead at the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah. If you want to call Travis Keller's best friends, dial 1-800-893-9562. Yes. More radio at skidrow.la.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. Yeah. Here with Ed Solis.
What's up?
And my coworker Beto.
What's up, Beto?
What's up? Yeah, man.
Nice to meet you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. Salud.
So where are you from, Beto? Where you live at, man? What part of LA you live at?
I live in Sun Valley, California.
Oh, yeah?
Ghetto ass Sun Valley.
Right by Pacoima, right?
Right there, yeah, by Richie Valens and shit.
North Hollywood, north of North Hollywood.
Yeah, there you go.
Valley Island.
Yeah, yeah.
Still below Sylmar. Below Sylmar, right?
Yeah, way below.
I know what's
Sylmar is like high class compared to Sun Valley.
Yeah, he's all Mexican and shit.
I remember a venue in Sylmar called Buffalo Bruce's.
Yeah.
My band used to play there back in the day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of good venues that are gone now, huh?
They're all gone, bro.
They're all gone.
They're all gone.
What are the good venues, though? What are the good venues to...
I would say the Troubadour.
Hey, yeah, the Troubadour is actually pretty cool. We've always wanted to play there.
All ages.
Dude, we were on tour one time.
Mormons, right?
Yeah, the Mormons. And we were in New York, and we got a call. The Dwarves wanted us to open up for them at the Troubadour. And we were like, holy shit. I mean, here we are. We're on tour, our first, like, long tour, you know? Mm-hmm. Our only fucking long tour. And fucking, you know, we get a call for this fucking cool show. And we were actually thinking about what it would cost to get tickets to fly back and play the show and then fly back to our shit in New York.
Right.
To continue the tour. But it was obviously way too much money. We don't have any fucking money, dude.
That would have been, you know, killer if you would have done that. Pull it
off.
That
would have been cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool to be like a fucking trust fund, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, fucking spoiled brat and shit, right? Yeah, oh, I have the money, man, to cover it.
Hey, I know some trust funds with black hair and brown eyes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I bet you the percentage is very small.
It's slim, dude.
Yeah.
It's really slim.
Let's just say there's a lot of Nordic features of the people who have a lot, who have the most money on the planet.
Is this a Mecha show?
But I don't know. Isn't like one of the richest guys Mexican or something?
Hey, Carlos Slim.
Carlos Slim Hilu, yeah.
Yeah?
He owns that mobile thing in Mexico.
Yeah, really? It's Mexicano,
they
man.
Charge a lot, dude, for the telephones.
He's the richest dude now, and yeah. He's wow. Mexican from Mexico City.
Right on!
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I think that's cool.
Power up.
Why not? I ain't gonna see any of that money no matter who it is, though, you know what
How
I
mean? How was your holiday, man?
It was good. I had an enjoyable Thanksgiving, and then we went to San Diego the day after. The only thing is I was sick with the flu, man, but
The whole time?
Yeah, the whole time. I'm still kind of sick right now.
Really? Got the bug, huh?
Yeah, man.
Interesting. So you haven't shook it?
No. No, man. I still got the remnants of it, but I'm doing okay. I'm on my way to recovery.
Tequila, man.
I know,
two
man.
Shots.
Well, I didn't
keep
have
telling him. He only wants to drink two beers, and that's it.
Drink the rest of the beer. The alcohol will get rid of the germs. Right?
I'm trying to, but I'm watching my carbs, guys.
That's how it works, huh?
Yeah.
I'm watching my carbs.
Your carbs?
You know about health. You have a song called You Eat Whole Food or Real Food.
No, it's called Live Food.
Live Food. Sorry, right, man. Sorry, I didn't remember all the fucking titles on the new album. Give me a chance, man. I got a lot of music to fucking listen to, man. I mean.
Hey, thanks for trying, though, man. I appreciate the effort.
Yeah. Well, at least I remember that one song.
You got the food part, right?
Hey, you remember that one song? The one of the food? I eat good food, live food or something?
Fast food. What's that song called by its casual fast food?
No, so you follow that good eating kind of thing?
Well, you know what? Look, I like to eat a lot. I'm a big guy. I'm tall, you know, 6'1", about 230 pounds. Uh-huh. And it's like, I noticed, you know, as I got older. It's
are you
like,
telling the truth or are you shaving off like 10 pounds?
Well, you can't. No,
I'm not saying that I noticed anything.
Put them on blast.
I'm not saying that I noticed anything, but I always like to shave off some pounds and stuff when I say, well, no,
I'm transparent, man. Truth all the time.
I'm only 320.
But you know what? I like to eat a lot. So I noticed quickly when I'm eating a lot of bad food, it just sits there.
Yeah.
Oh, no fast food. So I like to eat, you know, I try to eat like, you know, like maybe like a pasta dinner, but like a lot of salad and soup.
Yeah,
I
get
you know,
that.
I like a lot of bread in the sauce. And
how
know,
are your shits?
Smooth.
Smooth shits?
It's not like masa. It's like a big bullet. Bam.
Okay, bullet.
Bam.
Sink, floaters or sinkers?
Both.
Okay. Because it's healthier if they're floaters, right?
That means you got a lot of fiber.
Yeah. A lot of fiber.
Like I'm doing good, man.
Is this your girlfriend sitting in the...
That's my woman right there.
All right. Did I ask an uncomfortable question? Is there like, are you like just dating and it's like a weird point in the relationship where you haven't asked her yet? You haven't asked her if you want to go steady yet?
You want to go steady? Yeah. No, that's a very strong component in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Man's got to have a good woman.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. So, so she's, you know, right, she's such a good woman. I'm like, will you go to Skid Row with me? She goes, of course.
Well, but what's her name?
It's Skid Row Studios. I just said Skid Row.
Oh, and she was
she's got my back.
Yeah, she has your back.
Yeah, let's go to Skid Row.
Carries a knife in her boot, too. Huh?
In the hair. So I'm bummed you didn't come to my show, man.
Yeah, I couldn't do it, man. We were celebrating our 3-year anniversary.
3 years.
Me and my woman, yes.
Oh, okay, so you went to San Diego for like a trip.
I told you, I wasn't like, it wasn't bullshit, man. Like, I'm pretty, like, once in a while, like, people will say...
You weren't faking the funk, huh?
Well,
ranking out?
You know, I'm not going to call anybody out, you know, but there's some people who are really nice people. They're, like, I say they're, like, you know, really good acquaintances of mine and stuff like that, but their music is not good or something's wrong, you know? And so I'm like, oh, I don't feel like I really want to go check it out, you know? It's like, I don't know, man. There's a lot of... Like I was telling you the last time you were here, there's, like, a lot of, like, wimpy music out there.
Big time.
And, like, I like the fucking shit that kicks you in the fucking balls. You know what I mean?
Like coffee.
Yeah. Mm. Something like that, you know? Like a fucking big, swift kick in the fucking prostate and a little fucking juice comes out.
There's a lot of bands right now that are really, they call themselves metal or hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
But they play like a bunch of pussies. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't deliver, man.
Yeah.
You know? If I'm actually going to come out and book a gig, invite people, I'm bringing all my amps, you know, some beefy guitars and I'm going to work up a sweat. It's like, I'm going to like pour it out there. You know, I'm not going to leave people like, oh, you know,
right.
It could have been that much more energy. If
people are taking the time out to go and see, you want to fucking come with it, right?
Yeah, man. It's
come
like,
correct.
Yeah, I'm coming correct. You know what
rock
I mean?
Out correctly. That's what we say. Correct. We always go, oh, yeah, we got to rock out correctly. There's a way to do it, you know?
Well, I mean, when I go see a show and you see a band, you hear a band with this name, like this is, you know, this, they got this metal name and you got these like skinny guys with tattoos playing, you know, and it's like, you know, playing these like, you know, wimpy power chords and got all these amps and their amps aren't even turned up. It's like, dude, what's the point, man? Let's get gangster.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dad said I could get two of them. He said, just put on the card.
Put it on the Guitar Center card. You can get anything you want. GC.
Are you sponsored?
Yeah. By,
you can't
Raza.
Say? Oh, okay.
No, I've had like endorsements in the past, but right now I don't, and it's fine. It's fine.
So how are things going for the band? We were talking about it.
Oh, I mean, it's casual. Yeah. We're talking about it's casual.
It's casual, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good, man. You know what? We just played our record release show at the Troubadour.
At the Troubadour.
Last Friday. It was the It's Casual Black Friday extravaganza.
Yeah.
And it was $10 to get in, $10 for shirts, $10 for vinyl, $10 for CDs.
Wow.
It's awesome. Everyone thought the show was going to be a lot more money because the Troubadour is like, you know, pretty solid club. And door prices are like 15, 20 bucks usually. Mm-hmm. So it was great. I was really excited and grateful for all the bands that participated. You know, the first band was Chuck Tukowski Sextet.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck Tukowski being like a huge figure to me in independent music because he was part of SST Records.
Right.
And, you know, that's like Black Flag,
Black
and
Meat Flag,
Puppet,
yeah.
Sonic Youth, Blast.
Right.
You know, all these bands, Minutemen. He worked there and was a bass player in Black Flag.
Right.
And he was part of that whole, like, you know, framework of, like, independent music in America.
Right.
So, you know, he played with his new band, the Chuck Tukowski Sextet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then the Generators, band from early 90s, played. And they...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys went away for a while, but they were, like... on hiatus, and they've come back, and like they played our show. Next week they're opening for Megadeth at the Fox Theater. They do like really big stuff. They were a part of it, and then it was Fatso Jetson.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, man, legends.
Yeah, I heard the interview on your show Los Angeles Nista that you can listen to on Monday nights on Skid Row Studios
9 p.m.
at
Pacific Standard Time.
Until 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right?
And it was a great lineup.
It's going to be $50 we're going to add to the tab. Like the last show, we had a contest for it, and that's going to be end up about a couple $100 for the ads, but we can work something out.
So the show was well attended.
Yeah.
A good amount of people came out. Troubadour was happy. They're like, let's do it again.
Oh, cool.
So I think we're going to do something very soon there again. And, we'll put something really killer together. And so, yeah, so, I mean, the band's going great. We just, you know, turned a decade young.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth record is out, the new Los Angeles 2. Right now, if you go to Spotify, you could stream the new Los Angeles 2 for free.
Oh, cool.
And
all they do is they record all your personal information and, like, just leave you open to...
Is that what it is?
Spamming and stuff. I don't know. Where someone was talking shit about Spotify, and they're like, oh, guess what Spotify does? They share all your metadata and all this crap. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. But, yeah, so you could listen to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the fifth record came out, the new LA 2. We recorded that in Orange County. At Buzz Bomb Studios in the city of Orange with Paul Miner, who's great in the studio, and he's actually the founding bass player of Death by Stereo.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, so he's a great guy to have make a record because he plays music. He's got great ears, great engineering skills. He's the guy behind the board on the record.
Death by Stereo isn't the, like, lead singer. He used to be in a band called Clint, right? Or something. Am I thinking of the right band?
You know what? I don't know.
Death by Stereo, yeah. His name is like Ephraim or something,
Ephraim,
right?
Ephraim,
yeah, Ephraim, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I remember when that Death by Stereo came out, I'm like, oh shit, that's the Clint guy. Clint was like a really cool, like, backyard, like, punk band and stuff. Even before we started our first band, the Dyslexics, we'd go to these, you know, backyard shows and stuff, and we're like, oh, cool, man, these bands are cool. We want to play in a band too.
Hey, I can do that, Holmes.
Yeah, man.
No, but anyways, yeah, so in fact, Paul was in an old band in the 90s called Kleenex.
Mm.
So does that sound familiar?
No, I don't even
see them on a flyer.
I'm really fucking spotty with the fucking information.
Is it all a blur?
In my brain. It's all a blur.
Is it all the PCP?
I've never, the worst thing that I've done, the worst smoking drug that PCP I've done is, worst drug that I've done is ecstasy. Because that one like really messed me up.
I'm drug free, man.
I've done, have you ever tried acid?
Nope.
Oh, you got to try that stuff, man. Especially you, because you're so smart, your brain would just expand more. You'd need a bigger head for it.
It'll make you smarter.
I guess, yeah. It actually helped me out, man. I mean, honestly, like right. I was a different person before. And I haven't like fried like 100 times, maybe like 5 times or something like that, you know, my whole life. But it really changed my way of thinking, you know?
Okay.
Like it made me like introspective, and I was like, well, I was tripping out. I was thinking about everything, and I was like, wow, I'm a super genius. I'm like, I know all the answers, you know? And I realize I'm the biggest fucking asshole. And I've been the biggest asshole, and like, I really gotta like not be such a big asshole, you know? So could you imagine if I didn't do acid, like I'd be even a worse asshole than I am now.
So you think it actually enhances your ability to create and think?
No, what I think it does is it kind of like makes your brain operate through different pathways, and like different parts of your brain get unlocked. And it's really a fucking trippy. Have you ever done acid, Beto?
No, I haven't.
Man, we're all the drug addicts. Nick's done acid, right? You've done acid, right, Nick?
Yeah, only 2 times though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Was it rad?
You guys are fucking lightweights, man.
Did it make you smarter?
It was just like, man, so many thoughts and feelings just coming and going. Grab onto one, another already comes. It's hard for me to explain since I no longer do any drugs to like really go
good for
back
you. This
and
is a
try
drug-free
to like
message.
I don't recommend it for everybody, you know, because it is pretty fucking crazy.
No, the craziest I get, man, is like eating nopales.
Really?
that's the wildest I get.
Never smoked weed or anything like that?
No, I mean, very like, you know, here and there, nothing crazy.
Drink?
Like, yeah, I drink beer.
Okay. So is it like drinking like a big thing in your family? Like do you a lot of, does alcoholism run in your family? I know it runs in my family.
Well, you know, we are Mexican.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what's wrong with this Mexican? Doesn't drink, doesn't smoke weed.
Right. I hang out at Starbucks all day, bro.
Estorbas?
Estorbas? Estorbas?
You know, checking out all the baristas, you know, hanging out with my venti iced coffee.
Yeah, listening to the cool music they got.
No, man, like, you know, I mean, my favorite
hanging
beer.
Out with Todd
and Chad
and Chad and
Jeff.
Yeah, Tyler and Turner.
No, I actually go to Starbucks to buy
coffee
for the Keurig machine.
Hey, man, it's good fucking coffee.
I'm pretty whitewashed, man. Mexican dude.
Yeah,
those like
K cups.
You think so?
No.
You think, I don't know, man. Don't feel bad too, because like fucking at work, there's a lot of Mexicans there, and I fucking feel so not fucking Mexican, man. I feel they talk to me, and because I can understand Spanish. I don't know how to speak it that well, though.
Okay.
I sound
so you're
stupid.
Pocho.
Pocho. Exactly. So I'm Pocho over
Simon,
here.
Limon.
I don't know. If
I think
this
that's why the Pocho Hour Power had me on twice this year was because I'm.
That's
Pocho.
Right. I heard about that, yeah. Man. Yeah. I want to get them here on this show to hang
you
out.
You know what? That'd be awesome.
Let's get them in here. And you come out, bring him in.
All right, I'll be the referee.
Yeah.
No, you know, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Alcoholism?
Well, yeah, my family's, you know, we drink, you know.
What about drugs? Are there any drug problems in your family?
No, los drogas.
No?
Only, just, you know, just beers and go to the swap meet, hang out, watch wrestling. You
that's
know,
good. Well, that's good.
That's pretty
like,
general, right?
I'm expecting you to go like, well, you know, like my uncle and you know, really had a hard time with drugs, and you know, that kind of scared me.
Yeah, I thought you might have like a little story from maybe when, like I said, one of your uncles. Oh, my uncle had this alcohol.
Something that scared you away from it.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, you know,
because I mean, you're in rock music, you know.
Yeah, to be completely honest,
you're exposed to it.
I had. There was people in my family that were, you know, that were very involved in that. Mm-hmm. Not like direct family, but like I'm talking about like, you know, second cousins,
right,
et cetera. And I just like, you know, I saw the outcome and I was like, well, LAPD's tasering him. I don't want any part of that. No, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, the El Cerrino Chronicles.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, I was fortunate to see that, I think, instead of not seeing it, and I never indulged.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Even though, like, you know, I have tried marijuana before, And, you know, I have tried alcohol and stuff and cigarettes and all that stuff, you know.
You smoke frajos or what?
Not anymore. Not anymore, man. I kick that. It's hard. It's really hard. I'm sweating right now thinking about
it. You quit recently, huh?
Like, yeah.
How hard is it?
It's about as hot as my dick. No, just kidding. It's really harder than that, even. It's harder than that sometimes, yeah. No, it's really bad, man, because it's like, that's like the first thing that you want to do when you don't have anything to do, you know? Or you want to not have anything to do so you can go and smoke cigarettes.
You know, I feel bad now because there's actually people I've hung out with pretty closely and I see them trying to kick the habit and they pull out those like electric cigarettes.
That's worse.
And I'm like, and I, you know, I tease the fuck out of them. I'm like, dude, what is this shit? Come on, get your shit together. The fuck?
They like do that. The electric cigarettes you can smoke indoors because they go, it's a vapor. It's not smoke.
Hey, have you ever see me smoking a cigarette at a gig? I'm fucked up. I don't smoke. Have you ever see that? It's over.
When was the last time you smoked a cigarette? A
couple of years ago.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was it because you were partying?
Yeah,
and stuff
I was
like
lit.
That?
But that's fine. But anyways, yeah, so back to the band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And drugs. I want to see if you have a drug problem. This guy told me that he likes to have anal sex with chicks, and I want to know if you have a drug
problem. He's going on record?
Yeah.
You know,
he told the whole world. Can you hear that?
The whole world's listening right now, man. I can't say that shit. No, but anyways, no, serious question, you get a serious answer. I mean, so he admitted he likes anal sex. That's his favorite.
Well, he says... We were talking about like what the kinky is. Like what was the kinky
I don't do drugs.
You don't do kinky drugs?
I'm just being honest. I don't do drugs. I like beer, but you know what my favorite beer is these days? It's brewed by the Kona Coffee Company, I think, or the Kona Brewing Company in Hawaii. Uh-huh. It's this like it's the same manufacturer that makes the longboard, but it's like it's the Kona Coffee Beer. Mm-hmm. So it's like coffee beer. So you drink it and it tastes like beer, but you get that little kick.
Right.
It's great.
Oh, that's Hawaiian cool. beer. Oh, I want to check that out.
Yeah, it's good.
I want to go to Hawaii, too, because I want to see where Dog is at. Remember Dog, the bounty hunter? Mm. I want to see if I see him running around catching
criminals. I want to go to Hawaii so I could reenact Brady Bunch Goes to Hawaii.
And find the tiki?
Yeah. Find the tiki. And then kill the spider in the hotel room.
Yeah, man. I want to go to Hawaii.
That episode that was like the episode from back
that's
in the day.
Bomb,
that like
huh?
two-parter or
remember
something
that?
When they go to Hawaii.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
Hey, I like that show. That was a nice white family, dude. Nice 60s, 70s white family, right? Yeah. Where was that filmed?
They were all nice.
The Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I mean, in all honesty.
I'm sure they weren't racist either. But I couldn't tell because there was just white people on the show.
There was an episode.
They never interacted with black people. Were there black people?
Dude, there was an episode where they adopted two or three little boys really quick. Uh-huh. And then they were like troublemakers or something.
You're
so
thinking
like
about different strokes.
No. Brady
You're
Bunch.
Missing
nah,
the shows,
dude.
Man.
Brady Bunch.
Oh, they was had, like, Oliver one of them?
Oliver
Do you remember
was
that
it?
Episode? They had like a little Asian kid, a black kid, and maybe one other kid.
Yeah, what's that about, dude?
They adopted two or three kids really quick, boys, and they sent
them
back.
Them off?
I didn't hang in there with the show, I guess.
Carol Brady could be a bitch, huh?
Remember so, Oliver, though? Remember Oliver? The little kid with the glasses? I think he's like red hair and stuff.
Yeah.
I saw Oliver at a practice space over at Nightingale in Burbank.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago, he was like in a band.
Okay.
And I'm like, fucking dude, that looks like fucking Oliver from the Brady Bunch.
Like older version?
Yeah, he was like all grown up, but he was playing in his metal band and shit.
No way.
Yeah, dude, it's cool. Oliver had a
band.
That's
funny, dude.
Yeah, I found out that was him.
That's hilarious. But I don't do drugs. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't do...
Well, you're pretty well adjusted, though. You seem like really positive. Is there like a dark side to you or something? I'm like annoyed. I'm so... A lot of times, like, I tend to be like kind of a miserable fuck.
Really?
And so like when I see people that are well adjusted, I'm like, something's wrong with this fucker, man. He's too happy. Fucking, he's just like, you know, positive about everything. Like, what's wrong? Is he on drugs? What's he hiding? I want to know.
Drugs because he's happy. That's what...
No,
well, that's what I like about you because you're really like enthusiastic and you're like you're down for your fucking shit. You know what I mean?
I am,
and it's good shit. It's not like fucking come check out my band and it's like some fucking gay ass shit. And
right.
I'm not being very PC right now, but fuck it, I don't give a shit. This is
fuck
Skid Row
all,
Studios.
Holmes.
So, but you know what I mean when I say that. You know,
I appreciate because you're old school. I'm gonna go on record right now and just let everyone know that you're old school Los Angeles. I've known this guy. What, since the late 90s?
Yeah.
And we just recently 99. Reconnected when I came on Pinata Hour, and then you found out you were doing a show here.
Yeah.
Et cetera. You're like, it's casual. I remember that. And you kind of got caught up, and we exchanged information and talked. And you know, we brought ourselves up to speed. And, but the, in all reality is, you know, I remember when the Mormons started, I'd go see you guys. I think we played a few shows with you guys at some really small, tiny places.
Probably like right next to fucking Spearmint Rhino over there at Mahoney's. Yeah. Remember Mahoney's?
Yeah, in the City of Ministry. And how many bands between now and then have you seen come and go? See, to me, there's nothing but a bunch of part-timers in LA. The majority of people are just like not all in.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, they start a band and they think something cool is going to happen, but they don't want to do the work.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And, you know, I think a lot of people in general have this fascination with being in a band. And like, it's just like, you know, you do that and that's it.
Right.
But it's a full-time job.
Right, right.
You either sign up, you're either all in or you're not. It's like, you know, the dealer, like, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Throwing all the chips. Even if it's this fucking last 20 bucks, he's like, fuck it.
Let's go. Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy it. It's a release. For me, I always tell people it's casual, it's not a band, it's a sport.
Yeah, it is.
It's a sport. You know, it's a release for me.
It takes endurance too, you know. It's really hard to do. And like you said, you know, if it was easy, then everybody would be doing
Everyone would do it.
But everybody's fucking doing it.
But no one's doing it full on.
Yeah, that's true.
Not just to say no one, but I mean, the majority of people are not doing it full on.
Right.
You know, and by that is like, you know, oh, we're not going to play for a while because we're going to, you know.
Right.
We're writing. Why can't you write and go play your new shit?
Yeah. But see, I'm sounding like one of those fucking losers, man, because I'm like.
Why?
I'm like very uninspired right now. Like
really?
We lost our drummer. Like, okay, the history of the Mormons, we've had fucking 18 fucking members in this band.
Like 18th like, Street?
Yeah. Every couple, right, same number. Every couple of years, something happens where somebody leaves or something like that. And it, like I said, it's kind of a hard thing to do.
Why don't you
manage us? That's what I was saying. I'm like, I want Ed Solis to manage us right now. And I think that's the only thing, and I will not come back unless
that
happens.
So you're on the air, on record, saying for you to get inspired, you need Eddie Solis to manage you.
I need some of your life force. I need some of your positive energy. I want to suck that into the void. All right, cool. Right, cool.
It's a deal.
Because we're down. Okay, we shaked hands. Okay.
We shook hands. And
well, first thing we got to do is we got to find a drummer, Ed.
Well, what we did is here's part of the vision. Because you have your 18 drummers, we got to change the name of the band to DS Ocho. With the Mormon hat helmet.
We never,
just kidding.
We never really knew how long the Mormons fucking thing can last. You know?
How many years have you guys been around?
14 years.
Really?
Yeah. It'll be 15 years in August.
Mm.
13. I don't know. I like to make it sound more dramatic.
I like talking LA slang. I got a lot of friends and acquaintances and industry peers from all over the country. So like when I say Diaz Ocho or, you know, Chola or, you know, or like, you know, like don't rank it.
Yeah.
You know, like they don't know what it is.
Don't even tell them.
Don't even tell them.
No, you know what? If you don't know what it is, sorry, you're just not part of the club. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what's
It's
awesome?
Just like when black people are hanging out, they could say the N-word and shit, but you can't say that shit because you're not part of that club.
Yeah, not part of the club.
Yeah.
You know what's so awesome? I remember like when I was throwing shows at the Relax Bar in East Hollywood, I booked some rad like, you know, shows with SMD, that old band from
East
Side. Uh-huh. I remember I booked a show and Rito, the drummer.
SMD stands for Suck My Dick. Right? That's what it stands for, right?
Eddie has alternate meetings.
They're like from Baldwin Park or something like that, right?
Smoking more dope.
Yeah, something like that.
That's rad. Straight up. You don't have to ask them the drug question. You know the deal. You know what I mean? No, but honestly, I remember once I booked a show. I wasn't playing, but I was just putting it on as like a promoter. And, you know, it was like afternoon on a Sunday or something. It was that night. And Rito, the drummer, I get a text and he's like, hey, this band ranked out. I haven't heard that in a while.
Ranked out, yeah.
Because he's from Pico. He knows what's up. So.
A lot of people rank out, man. Yeah. It's a bummer, too, when people rank out.
Bunch of rankers.
Yeah, it's true, man. It's hard, though, man. You know,
you think
like,
so?
I think so because, like, fucking, I'm sitting here right now, like, fucking, it's been 2 months since we played a show. Our drummer, Dan, who used to be the co-host of this show.
Right, what happened to him?
He just ranked out, dude.
On everything?
He ranked out. Well, on fucking talking to us, of course. You know,
so he's not.
Haven't talked to the fucker in like 2 months.
Not co-hosting. He's not playing drums. He just disappeared.
If he's playing drums, he's doing it on his own.
And
his own thing. Like, I just haven't heard from him.
I like when people pull disappearing acts.
Yeah, that's true.
They just like kind of sliver away.
That's the thing that I'm finding. That's the thing that I'm doing lately. You know, I'm pulling like a disappearing act. I kind of dropped out. I haven't really talked to anybody.
You know what I'm going to do to you? The first thing we're going to do is I'm going to take you on a bus ride and get you inspired.
All right, let's do it. Yeah.
And then we're going to brown bag it on the bus.
Yeah. Can I smoke some weed?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. You're not going to be all strict. Like, no, this has to be totally natural and spiritual. Okay, cool. I like to smoke weed and stuff when I go around, you know, taking the train. I like to take the train.
Yeah, it's fun.
Gold Line.
Dude, can I plug something?
Go for it.
Really quick.
Yeah.
So, you know, I work at Southern Lord.
What's that?
A record label.
Okay.
And man, I've been there 8 years. It's awesome. I've, you know, right out of college. I mean, out of college. I didn't go to college. I went to high school. Mm-hmm. Right out of high school, I started working in the record business, you know, mm-hmm. Priority Records, SST. where else? Southern Lord. Been there 8 years. The owner of the label's got this rad thing he's putting together called Power of the Riff. And it's a yearly annual festival. But they're doing like a, you know, on the Mayan calendar, December 20th is the last day of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So they're throwing a show.
Oh, yeah.
On the, like, the end of the world show on December 20th at the Fonda.
Oh, cool.
And it's with High on Fire, his band Son, Black Breath, and we Amoeba. Hollywood is selling tickets for the show, right? We hooked up this crazy, crazy promotion. If you go
we can't go and buy the tickets at Amoeba because we'll be arrested. You're banned. Okay. We're banned from Amoeba. But go ahead. Okay.
So
if you want to go to in the band the Mormons, you can go
see
to Amoeba.
Sun and High on Fire and Black Breath.
Right.
You get to you go to Amoeba and buy them. They're selling the tickets, and you get a free High on Fire double LP. It's like a $28 record.
Oh shit!
Yeah, that's
cool.
Pretty killer. So
I'm gonna have to put my fucking Al Qaeda disguise on or something like that.
No, just put your Jedi robe on, dude.
Are you really banned from there for life?
Yeah, we got banned for fucking life. Yeah, the guy who did the murals that you'll see. Tony T. He showed me a picture of, you know how they have the security books of the people that steal and stuff. People are banned. Yeah, they take pictures of them after they catch them stealing and shit. When we did our mobile unit out in front of Amoeba, they fucking hated it. They didn't want us to fucking do it. They were so fucking uptight. Like,
really?
Fucking real fucking surprisingly fucking real assholes. Because I thought, like, Amoeba is like the fucking independent music store. And, like, they'll be down for this. They're going to love it, you know? People on the street loved it. But the fucking workers who are power tripping and shit. Because you give somebody a walkie-talkie, they're like, fuck, I want to use this shit, you know? They're like, hey, we got a problem over here in front of at gate A of Amoeba. You know, these people are playing music in front of our music store. You know, they can't do that. They're like, you guys got to leave. We're going to call the police. You guys are causing a disturbance. People were passing by freely. It was cool, you know? So we're like, we don't like people to tell us anything. So when they tell us something, we try not to do what they say to do.
Gotcha.
So we're just like, fuck it. We're just going to keep playing. So they came out and they took Polaroids of us. And then they said, they were waving the Polaroids. There's a video. If you look, the Mormons Banned from Amoeba, you'll see it on YouTube something. And they hold up these Polaroids and they're of us playing. They're like, okay, now you guys can never come back into the store. And I talked to the owner, Jimi Hendrix or something like that. Is there Jimi Hendrickson or something. The owner. And he was fucking like, well, you guys were causing disturbance and you guys are so immature and stuff. I'm like, dude, I really thought that you guys would like it. I mean, because it's like, what other band, rock band, goes out and does a mariachi style on the street? You know what I mean? Just fucking going and playing in public. Nobody's ever seen that, you know? Like, it's, I mean, I'm not saying we're the first one. I haven't fucking seen it. So fucking, we did it. We thought it was cool. He was not having it, you know? So
interesting.
Tony T comes and he's like, hey man, check out this. He took a picture of us still in that book. And it says the Mormons banned for life from Amoeba. You know,
I can't believe it.
He won't give me a copy of that picture because he still wants to do artwork over there at Amoeba.
Right.
You know, so he's like, oh, I don't know, they might trip out, you know, whatever. But I saw the picture. It was cool. I'm proud of that.
You're proud of that?
I'm proud of that.
That's pretty heavy.
I like that, man. I'm proud of that.
Being that I'm on your team now and you like my life force.
Right.
And I get the positive thing happening. Right. I'm going to bridge the gap with you guys.
Let's do it.
I'm going to get you and I'm going to get them and say, hey, let's talk this out, man. Yeah. It's cool.
I'll probably say something to fuck it up. I'm such a fucking dick sometimes.
Yeah, don't take him out of that talk. Just make sure he stays home.
He's here. Well,
yeah, he'll stay here.
I'm trying to help him, man. I got good relations with those people. They treat me well.
I need a handler for my fucking big mouth.
So anyways, that's one plug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Power of the Riff, December.
Buy the tickets at Amoeba and you get a double LP.
Double LP from High on Fire. It's like,
how much are the tickets?
$27. I think they're $30.
Oh shit! So it's like, just go buy the record. You get a just
buy the ticket,
depends on how you see it. Yeah,
yeah. And I mean, it's a great deal. It's unheard of.
Oh wow, that's cool, man.
You usually buy a ticket or you buy a CD. You get a ticket for a promotion. You buy the ticket to the Southern Lord show, Power of the Riff with High on Fire and Sun and Corrosion of Conformity. Remember them?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Black Breath, great band. And you get a free double LP, which is like a $25, $30
Oh, that's
record.
Cool, man.
Yeah. And then It's Casual, the new Los Angeles 2, Less Violence, More Violence. It's out everywhere worldwide, and you could stream it for free on Spotify right now. So check it out. We got shirts for sale. Just go.
See, this is why I really like having Ed Solis on Team Mormons, because he will fucking let you know about everything. That's the problem that we have. I mean, I have a fucking radio show, never even mentioned where you could get our music or anything. I'm so fucking just fucking spaced out, you know? I just want to fucking play the fucking songs and talk on the fucking thing and have somebody help me out. You know what I mean? I've been doing, I mean, you've been doing it yourself for all these years, so you know how hard it is, you know?
But I got, yeah, you know, this Monday.
You're also not fucking smoking weed every day and fucking drinking and partying and shit. Your brains are still together. You know?
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. I'm trying to keep it, you know, even keel, man.
That's cool, man. That's good, man.
But I got the, you know, the show Los Angeles Nista that I created and a host, and, my partner, producer, co-host, Deb Portanello. We do it every Monday here at Skid Row. 9 p.m. Pacific Standard
Time.
Patronillo, yeah. Mm. And I always
heard
get
him
it wrong,
correct you
man.
The first time.
I think it's like a little, what is that called? Dyslexia?
Yeah.
When you like,
maybe.
See the letters a different way?
Yeah.
I always think it's
Portanello. You might have that. There's a lot of really successful people that have dyslexia. Rich people, like the Virgin fucking guy, the Virgin airline guy.
Richard Branson.
Richard Branson, yeah.
Really?
Dyslexic.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So he has, so we do the show and this Monday, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, SkidRowStudios.com, we got a member of the band Off.
Oh,
Dimitri
cool.
Coates, guitarist.
Uh-huh.
He's going to come in on Los Angeles Nista, and we're going to talk all about Glendale.
Get Keith Morrison, too.
Soon.
And then you can ask him why he hates the Mormons. He
Does
hates
he?
The Mormons now. Yeah, he used to like, see how many people that I pissed off?
Damn, dude. I don't know if I can roll with you. Yeah.
I know. I'm just, full disclosure. Well, dude, this is what happened. He said one time, a long time ago, we were going to do this record. This with Destroy All Records.
I remember them in Silver Lake.
Yeah, Charlie Ackerman.
Yeah.
Cool dude. I think, I mean, I don't remember if we had a falling out. It's kind of hard to keep track of all these falling outs and shit, you know? But let's just say that fucking people are assholes and I might be one of them. and so it's not just my fault. Because I'm not a complete asshole, okay? Like, I'm not a fucking 100% dick. Like, if someone, like, hurts my feelings or something, then I'll be an asshole. And this is what happened with Keith Morris. Like, he was always like, you know, you guys are like really like bringing it like old school punk rock and I like it. And I'm like, wow, Keith Morris, Black Flag, Circle Jerks, fucking like a punk rock idol is like giving us props on our band. And we're like, you know, this is like back in like 99, we first started, we're just like, oh, wow, cool, you know. We were also more kind of dicks back then, too. We're more, you know, when you're younger, you're kind of, you know, out
cocky.
There. Yeah, not really cocky, really sensitive. And I don't think that's really washed off. I'm still very sensitive. And so this is why I remember this to this day.
Okay.
And, you know, he was always saying these great things. We're like, wow, he likes us and stuff. And then one time Charlie's like, yeah, man, Keith really likes you. And we're up in the office and then he's like, yeah. But, you know, he says that, you know, you guys should lose the gimmick. Like, he says, like, it's kind of, like, lame and it should just be about the music. And I'm just like, wait a minute, like, lose the gimmick. Like, here's a guy who fucking wears a fucking skipper's captain hat with fucking shit locks and fucking, like, I was getting upset. And I'm just like, oh, okay. Like, I hurt my feelings. And I'm like, oh, Keith Morris. All right, cool. I'm like, well, coming from a fucking, you know, middle-aged fucking guy with falling off dreadlocks, I'll just consider that fucking information, you know? And like, it was just something I said, you know what I mean? But Charlie was like, oh, hey, man, that's my friend and you shouldn't say that. I'm like, oh, shit. And some more fucking wrong shit to say came out of my mouth. And fucking, he must have told Keith or something because afterwards, Keith was totally different. Like he wouldn't even want to shake our hand. Like he wouldn't want to shake my hand. At the Warped Tour, we went and did our mobile unit.
Right.
We did a total fucking Jedi fucking mind trick style. We fucking went to the fucking parking lot where all the fucking artists park. We said, hey, we got a park here. We have instruments. They're like, you don't have your pass. We're like, oh, they fucked it up. They have it over there. They told us to come here. And we're like, no, we just let us through. And they're like, okay, cool. We parked, walked to the front. Kevin Lyman, the fucking Warped Tour guy, was there. And he saw us and he's like, oh, cool. Gave us wristbands. Cool dude. Like opposite amoeba reaction. You know what I mean? He's like, cool. Gave us backstage wristbands. We were playing, you know, backstage around the punk area and shit. You know, fucking Lee Ving was all, hey, cool. You guys are cool. We're like, yeah, man. Fucking adolescents are all, hey, Mormons. All right. We're like, yeah, man, this is cool. People are giving it. The guy from Agent Orange is like, oh, hey, man, fucking good to see you guys here, man. I love you guys. We're like, wow, we're feeling good. And so, like, we're backstage, and Keith Morris is back there with, like, his kid or nephew or something. I don't know if he has kids. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever his, you know, that kid is, like, liking our stuff, and he's, like, you know, standing with the kid and stuff. And we finished doing our couple songs, and I went over to him, and I knew that there was something kind of weird because before he would never, like, acknowledge me or us when we were like, hey, Keith, how you doing? He'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, like, you can tell when people don't want to talk to you, you know?
Right.
And so he pulled the same shit there, you know? And I'm like, hey, Keith, how you doing? He's like, oh, yeah. He was like looking at the ground. He's like, mm-hmm. And I stuck my hand out. I'm like, hey, Keith, it's good to see you. And I had my hand hanging out there and I felt like a fucking idiot. Like my hand was out there for like 10 seconds. And he was like totally fucking snubbing me. Like didn't want to shake my fucking hands or look me in the face or anything, you know? Maybe I'm fucking tripping, dude. Too sensitive or whatever. But like, I don't know. I wasn't the only one that saw that, you know? And so I'm like, hey, Keith, I have my hand out to shake your hand, fucker. You know, and then he begrudgingly fucking shook my hand and like didn't even fucking look at me, you know. And the fucking, you know, at least the kid fucking liked us, man, you know. Right. So I don't know. I always felt after that there was some weird thing with Keith Morris, and he's best friends with the fucking FYF Fest guy, Sean Carlson. That guy. We hate each other. The fucking last fucking interaction we had with that guy, me and Patrick, we wanted to fucking kill that guy. And like not actually stab him to death, like kill him, like meaning like maybe sock him in the face
this
or something.
This guy's like the king bridge burner right here. Oh, I love it. This guy's nuts.
Hey, you know what, man? What you see is what you get.
Yeah, you're transparent.
Know? If people are not going to accept the effect of what they cause, you know, their own personalities. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people got to be like checked, you know, like
checkmate fool.
People like fucking like, you know, Sean Carlson or something. Everybody's fucking trying to kiss his ass or something to get on his shows and shit, mm-hmm. you know. And like fucking after like when we try to like contact people like, hey, let us be a part of your thing. And they like fucking totally ignore us. We're like, fuck that, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, that's the way he was. And we did a fucking mobile unit at the FYF Fest and he called the fucking cops. So fuck that guy. So after that, fuck that guy, man. Like, who likes a guy like that? Like, who likes anybody who's going to call the fucking cops unless they're fucking being attacked with fucking a bat or something, you know? Jesus or fucking Christ. Being threatened. We're at a fucking music festival fucking doing something that's cool for the fucking crowd who was waiting for fucking 3 hours to get into that fucking bullshit. The last fucking FYFS was like 90 something bucks for that bullshit. Like fucking for people to pay that much money and fucking that just goes to show you the fact that fucking people are just fucking insane for fucking flocking to where everybody's flocking to.
Right.
You know,
and you know, that's part of the what the music business is, period. Like yeah. It's a lot of people following something and yeah. A lot of the people don't even know what it is.
Right.
I feel a lot of people are not fully informed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's like you look around, you're like, who are these people? Do they even care about music?
They don't.
They don't.
They don't care about music. Yeah. All they care about is fucking being in their fucking scene with their fucking style of clothes that they're wearing and who they're hanging out with and who their fucking clique likes and who their clique doesn't like and all this shit, you know?
To go on record, I mean, the Amoeba people, they're all like close friends of mine, right?
Uh-huh.
And Keith is.
Uh-huh.
And Sean Carlson is.
Uh-huh.
But I'm very honest, you know, I like Sean's shows that he puts on.
Right.
But I don't like the fest.
Yeah.
That's not my cup of tea. It's not for me. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And even though we're friends, I'll say that because that's, I would tell him that.
Right.
You know, if we had a conversation. I think, you know, I give him kudos for doing that. But I just think, like, I like Sean a lot and I consider his friends and I like the shows he puts on, like the individual shows.
Right.
But I'm not a fan of the fest because every time I've gone.
Any fest, regardless of who's putting it on. Like,
yeah, but it's like, I just feel like, you know what? Like, it's not about the music. It's like about being there to be seen.
Right.
And maybe I'm crazy, but I don't know.
A lot of the music's fucking shit music, though. Trust me, man. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm out of it, but that music, most of the fucking music that was there, everybody's like, oh, I want to see all this. Like, I listen to it because there are bands I never heard of. I'm like, this is fucking some bullshit music. Like, am I fucking on like, fuck, am I high on fucking PCP or some kind of drug that's altering my reality? Of like, maybe I just don't know what fucking cool is, you know? I don't know.
Right.
And I'll admit that. Maybe I don't,
maybe,
man.
Maybe I don't either.
Let me tell you something, though, about Sean Carlson is like, I think that I can be friends with anybody who's not like a fucking asshole right off the fucking bat. Mm. You know what I mean? And so I think maybe if he wasn't such a fucking like, oh, hey, what are you guys doing? You guys are trying to get attention and stuff. Instead of like him being like that, maybe if he could have been like, oh, hey, cool guys, or like, oh, I'm moving on. And if he was a lot cooler, maybe we wouldn't have these things. Cause like, we don't come across like that. Like, you know, like, oh, hey, fuck you and all this shit. Like, we react. We're very reactionary.
Right.
Or let me say me, you know, like, I'm always the one reacting.
And as your friend, I know you guys, when I think, God, when did I see the Morbin's mobile unit? But I know it's not like, it's not aggressive.
Right.
It's just you guys are playing music. I mean, right. I don't understand.
Some people don't like it. I think it might be my face too. Sometimes, you know how sometimes you look at somebody and just automatically you don't like them because they look like funny or something? I don't know what it is, man.
It's probably the glasses.
Anyway, man, we got some songs.
So basically, the Amoeba staff, Keith Morris, and Sean Carlson don't like your face.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much it.
Something like that.
And there you have it, folks.
Well, cool, man. You know what? We got a couple songs to play. Let's play these songs.
Thanks
for
having me on, man.
Yeah, man. We'll wrap it up. Stick around, man. We're gonna play these songs, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod with me, the asshole.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
Ha ha ha! Hello, it's Rosie O'Donnell, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. I'm going to go have a sandwich. I love it.
This is Brian Whitman doing Tom Likas, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. These bunches do a good job.
Welcome back to the More Music Bridge Burning Radio Pod. All right. Hey, man, we're just fucking keeping it real. That's how we do here on this show. We like to just be open and honest.
I was talking shit to you about burning bridges with my friends, but at the Troubadour, you were saying, what? Like, hey, you don't get along with the Amoeba staff. You don't. They're my friends. You don't get along with Keith
I don't
Morris.
Know. It was just those people. I can. I'm right. Very get alongable.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's my friend. And you don't get along with Sean Carlson. He's my friend. However, I bridge burned on Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I put no age on check.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I told those little queers that we were the first two, the first duo in L.A., which is true.
Really?
Yeah. And we're the first duo that now that doesn't wear skinny jeans because all the duos do wear skinny jeans.
Oh, that's true.
Because that's what you got to do is wear skinny jeans if you're a duo.
That's true. Is it? I never noticed
so
that.
I was on your trip, man.
Yeah, that's
Jeremy
true.
Jeremy could actually attest to that. Called him out.
Yeah. Was that true, Jeremy? You were Jeremy and Nick were at the show, right? You guys were there? You guys had fun?
Yeah. Yeah, Nick was there too, and I love that part, man, because then I was like, oh, this is a different kind of scene, you know?
Right, and I immediately, what was funny was, I think when I, during the middle of the set, we were doing the Neo LA one, and we spoke, I was like, I definitely drew the line in the sand and said, look, we're the first two-piece hardcore band in LA, fuck no age. We like girls, we drink beer, and we're not vegetarians. So let's go.
And we don't wear skinny jeans, yeah. You said.
And we go to Chick-fil-A. We don't give a fuck.
That's
we like
how I
it
roll,
there.
Man.
Tastes good.
Yeah. This isn't... I thought, like, playing punk rock music and expressing yourself through art and music is about, like, no holds barred. Like, be you.
Yeah.
Since when is there so many guidelines now within the hardcore scene? Like, you gotta be vegan. You got to
really?
That's the irony in the whole situation, right? Because all those people think they're being so unique, but yet they're just like everybody else that's being so unique, you know? And,
right.
And they're different like all the different people, you know?
Right. And, you know, I'm very proud of the fact that my drummer and I, and it's casual, no one has a tattoo.
Oh.
So take that.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a tattoo unless you count my tramp stamp.
You got one? Is it tribal? Is it tribal?
It's a target.
It's not tribal?
It's a target symbol. No, I mean, I don't know what a tattoo feels like. I did have my ear pierced, though. The right one. It was back in the late 80s. Come on, guys.
The
you guys
right
under-
ear?
No, the left one. The right one, meaning, you know.
That's
I don't know.
Funny, man.
Or I'm not, hey, you know what? Hey, I'm open with that, man. Cool. Whatever you want to do is cool. The left one, whatever. I don't care.
Did you ever have a friend that fucked up and got the left
one? Oh, yeah. We would fucking fuck with them all the time. Because at first, like, you just see people wearing... Now it's two earrings. Like, back in the day, if you wore two earrings like that, gay. Yeah.
Gay.
Yeah, gay.
Hoto.
It's already gay to begin with, to put an earring in your ear. But... Yeah. If you wore two, all right, you're already gay. Now guys are wearing two earrings. Yeah.
Ah.
Now you're not cool if you don't wear both of them.
Yeah, there you go.
You're off balance.
Now you're right. Not cool if you're not gay.
Is there such thing as hotocore?
There has to be.
What about paisacore?
Paisacore? Yeah. You
hey,
listen
that would
to
be
AM 930.
That'd be sick,
that
dude.
That would be dope. Paisacore?
Dude,
that
I'm
would
the
be
leader,
yo.
Dude. Let's do it.
AM 930, man. La Ranchera, man.
That shit's bumping, right?
Yeah. I have that programmed on number
like
two.
Los Tigres
number
style.
Two on my AM dial.
That's cartel music, homie.
Yeah.
Right? Budweiser in a can.
Oh, man.
Partying all day.
It's fun to burn bridges, isn't it?
I don't give a fuck.
Isn't
anymore.
It good? No, I'm sure those bridges are fine. We just got to dust them off.
There's a lot
stuff,
of good bridges,
you know?
Out there.
There's some bridges that just like, you know, I don't give a fuck if I cross this bridge or not.
Exactly. But I think Bicycore would be pretty awesome, dude. Mm-hmm. We should do a Bicycore show.
Good. That's good. Change it. See, you're good. You're a good PR guy. Change the subject because there's enough fridge burning. He's now managing the Mormons. So he's like, I got a lot of work with you guys.
Too. I gotta get you on board.
Yeah, that's right, man. That's right.
I'm opening doors for you.
That's true. And I'll fucking slam them shut. Just because I don't like the look of the person on the other side.
Hey, he doesn't like your face.
Man, there are some fucking fucked up looking people that I'm really cool with. And then as soon as they're asshole, I'm like, oh, fuck you then, motherfucker. You know? Well, because I'm aware, maybe, like I said, man, like I'm real self-conscious. Like I think there is a thing where you just look at somebody and you don't like them. You know, there are some people... That even some people at work that are just like, you know, like I'm talking to Beto here. There's some people that I don't like just from the get-go, just from their look. And they turn out to be assholes. Oh, I see. I knew it. I fucking didn't like them to begin with.
You know that guy that sits right in back of me.
Yeah, that guy's a dick, God, man. Dude.
Is he a fucking handful or what?
He is a fucking idiot, dude.
Yeah.
Give me an example.
He's like very like flashy. He likes to flash stuff. Like, you know, he wears these fucking ugly clothes, but they're like expensive, you know.
But like, okay, so you think, all right, this fool is actually spending a lot of money to look good, but he looks like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much.
And he thinks he's all that.
Yeah.
And it's like has an attitude.
And he doesn't think it. Well, he thinks he's all that and he says he's all that.
I caught him talking shit about me too. He didn't think I speak Spanish.
Oh, what a
yeah,
dick.
Some people make that mistake.
Yeah, he's
like
told
they'll
me
start
that.
Talking
yeah.
They'll start talking Spanish, talking shit about me, and I'll be like, what'd you say, motherfucker? You know? But I let him go for a little bit so I can hear more of the shit that they say. And then one day I just boom. jump in on them.
Fucking, what's up, homie?
Yeah, or I'll talk Spanish in front of them to somebody else, so they'll be like, oh shit, he's been understanding me this whole time.
All comfortable, all twitchy and shit, right?
Yeah, no, this guy has even said that he went somewhere, I don't know where, but he studied French.
Okay.
Right?
He's Latino?
Gay.
Yeah, he's Latino. Yeah. He's Latino.
All right.
He studied French, but he can't even fucking speak English, dude. I mean, so he's better than everybody. But fuck,
so he thinks he's better
than
everybody.
Barely understand that.
Oh,
shit.
Oh yeah, he thinks he's better than everybody.
He does, dude. Yeah,
what
he
does. A dick.
I hate people like that, dude. I don't talk to him. I don't fucking look at him because I think if he says something to me, I'll just snap and
probably fucking knock him out.
Yeah,
lose your job.
Yeah, dude. I'm at that point in my life where I can lose my job over stupid shit.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you're scared to talk to him because if he says the stupid thing to you, that, like to insult you, you're just going to crack him, right?
I think he's the type of person that even if you hold a conversation with him, he'll talk down to you somehow. He'll say something that he thinks he's like high above you and shit.
Yeah.
And that shit fucking just...
I know what you mean, man.
Yeah. It sucks though, man.
What is it? Like, what do you think it is? Is it a Latino thing?
It can be.
No.
There's a machismo going on.
No, that's not machismo, though. That's not.
No,
that's
just being a fucking dick, right?
That's just being fucking...
I think when people are ignorant and when they go experience some things, they get an ego. Mm-hmm. And they think they're better than other people.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's like, but dude, like... That's cool you did that, but you don't need to treat people like shit.
Yeah.
You know?
And he walks around with like all these like nice clothes and shit, but they're ugly, man. He has like those ugly fucking ugly ass shoes and a fucking shirt, and he's all like walking around like you can tell. Like,
and he has his fucking lockers or whatever himself. They're called, but they're high waters, dude. They're like fucking barely dangling on his feet and shit.
Yeah. But you know what? I wouldn't even be talking this shit if you didn't fucking talk shit about me in front of my fucking...
What did he say in
fucking,
Spanish?
He said something about... I can't like say it because I'll sound stupid, but this was on Halloween. I was dressed like the Zodiac Killer and shit. And people were all tripping out. They were like, oh, whoa, that's a fucking crazy...
You went dressed like the Zodiac Killer?
Hell yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Hell yeah. You know, with the fucking black hood and
the
fucking...
Did you take the gold line?
No, I took my Toyota. Sorry, man. I had to drive. It's a four cylinder though, man. I just couldn't guess. But we were in the kitchen, and everybody's like, oh, it's very scary, you know, whatever. And then he fucking said something. He called me a fucking payaso or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he called me fucking... That's what he said. Mira ese pinche payaso aquí, you know, whatever. And I'm like...
You know, he's ignorant. I think that's what it is.
He got mad.
Better, huh?
He got mad because people were digging on my costume. And he's like, hey, fuck this guy. Check out my clothes. They're cool. Check out my shoes. Are
pinche
cool.
Pinche payaso aquí. Huh? Right.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, he called me a clown. So, I mean, that's what a payaso is.
Right. La payasa y payaso.
And like fucking like... I don't know. Like, I just like looked at him. And I was wearing the Zodiac Killer thing, and I'm just like,
I'm
man, if this fucking knife was real, man, I would fucking just like, and just push the knife.
Oh,
into,
you're funny, man. That's good.
I
stuff.
Really am just joking, man.
Yeah.
I am very people. Sometimes people take me wrong, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm very. I like to play, you know. And then when I get mad,
you're
I'll
playful.
Be like, I'm very playful. And then I'm very sensitive. And then like if someone like I said, you know, hurts our feelings, it could be Keith Morris, it could be Sean Carlson, and I'll be like, fuck you, man, you hurt my feelings, and I will never forgive you until you say sorry. And I'll forgive you because
man,
I'm
bad. I didn't know this about you, dude. You're really fucking sensitive, dude.
It's true.
Big time, huh?
Even at work, I've stepped up to
this guy's
a dick.
Dude, the one guy that we were talking about.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's,
oh, okay.
I don't even want to talk about him anymore.
He bums you out, huh? Like when you're drinking.
Even the other guy, you know, the guy, his name starts with a T. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy is worse than that guy who starts with a T.
Yeah, he is.
Worse.
The guy who starts with a T, I threatened to beat the shit out of that guy in front of everybody
at work.
He disrespected me. Yeah, isn't
at
that
work,
crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? You're right, man. There's something wrong with me.
So, okay.
There is something wrong with me.
So what did he do to disrespect
Okay,
you?
So he's like the boss's like little fucking lapdog guy.
Okay.
Right-hand man.
Yeah. And like this was like when I first started working there. We have a couple minutes. So I'll tell you really quick. So I was like lifting a table and it touched the ground. And he like told me, hey, man, you better pick that up and don't scrape the ground. And like talked down to me. And I was like in front of everybody. Yeah. And everybody like looked at me. I felt embarrassed. So I slammed the table down and I said, come here. And I took him to the side in front of where all the ladies were and shit. And I said, hey, you know what? you ever talk to me like that again, I'm not even gonna say anything. I'm gonna fucking sock you right in the fucking face. Don't you ever fucking disrespect me. I'm at work, motherfucker. I'm here to work. I'm not here for you to fucking be trying to bully me. I'll fuck you up in front of all these fucking ladies. Yeah, he's like, oh, sorry, dude. I didn't know. I'm like, no, dude. I'm not playing.
Yeah, good for
you, man. Don't fuck with me, man. I'll sock you up. And he went and told the boss.
Sock you up. I haven't heard that in a while.
He went and told the boss.
Yeah.
And I got word back.
He fucking ratted on
you? Yeah. Like a couple months later, somebody told me, like, oh, yeah, like Tony said that you were going to kick his ass, and he told...
Oh, the guy with the T.
The guy with the T or whatever. Right? I don't know, whatever. Hopefully nobody listens. Or whatever.
Who cares?
They do. Who gives a shit? Fuck, huh? And he's like, yeah, Tony told the boss, and the boss said, well, you better not fuck with him because he'll sock you up.
Sock you up.
My boss is cool, man. Yeah. He's a cool dude.
So you told him, hey, don't fuck with him, he'll sock you up.
Yeah. Well, because, dude, I'm like, fucking, I've been picked on when I was, you know, all through fucking elementary school and shit. And
enough.
Fat kid, you know. Fucking,
kids can be assholes.
Yeah.
You know,
so I got like a complex and stuff, you know. So
I get it.
I figured just nip it in the bud. Was I really going to sock him? Maybe. Good, I didn't. I had some self control.
Right. But you were ready to.
Now he knows what's up.
He knows what's happening.
And he hasn't really messed with me. Although he has snitched on me. He told my boss that I wasn't at lunch and I got rolled up for that.
Really?
I'm gonna remember that though. Yeah. Next time he's cool with me, I'll be like, "Hey, remember
this on me as well." Dude. That's why I don't like him.
God
why
damn
don't
it!
People just mind their own business.
they don't.
They're just all like busybodies.
He's just trying to look out to see who he can rat on.
That's day jobbing, man. That's what you do.
Well, you know, have a day rats, job, don't you?
That's right. They get caught in the trap. Their neck's broke. It's getting very violent. I don't want anybody to get
this
the wrong idea.
This is a very violent show I'm involved in tonight. Everyone, if you're joining me, this is not Los Angeles. This is Vince's violent show.
The More Music Radio Pod. And catch
this
us.
Is the first show on Skid Row, right?
Second show.
Longest running.
That's right.
There you go. Right. I'm proud to be here.
Thanks, man. And thank you for coming. Thank you, Beto, for coming down. Thanks, Nick. Thank you, Jeremy.
I endorse the More Music Radio Pod.
Thank you very much.
How's that?
Yeah. Well, hey, you might have a bridge burnt. Catch us next Thursday, SkidRowStudios.com. Later on, everybody.